my fellow Americans, all those that love God and liberty listening in around the world tonight, welcome back to the Officer Jack McLamb program. Coming to you from those high rocky mountains of Idaho County, Idaho, USA. Well, tonight's our political meeting. Exciting. It's always exciting to go and be with people that are actually doing something, standing up and taking a strike at despotism and totalitarianism in this land. So we're excited every Thursday night. We have our political meeting down in the town. We wind our way down the road 12 miles down into the town off top of the wonderful Rocky Mountain hideaway we have here at our two police and military associations and meet with the general public down there that love God and freedom. And we talk about what we can do in our community to keep the federal government from encroaching, the state government from encroaching and coming in and bringing in draconian laws and programs here to enslave our people. And we've been fairly successful. You know, when God's people get together and stand up, it seems like the Lord always blesses you. Isn't that amazing how that works? Well, so anyway, we're going to do the program, and then we're going to be out of here and go meet with Americans that we're so proud of because they're actually standing up and speaking out and doing something to try to occupy until our Lord returns. Last night I was asked to talk to people occasionally on the program, and occasionally we do, but I'll try to do it more often, about what's on the hearts and minds of our fellow police officers and soldiers out there. What we talk about at Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter with our police and military volunteers, and also all of those across the land and other nations that write to us, email us, and phone us. And so we're going to do that a little bit tonight. I'll give you an idea what it's like to be here at the command post of answering the mail from police and soldiers, what they're talking about. It's not too different than what you might imagine. Let me share with you something here that came in just 2 days ago, matter of fact, on the email, and it came in from an officer, fellow officer Joseph M., in New, and I'm not going to give you the place because I don't have permission from these officers to talk about the things they write to us about here, so I'm kind of letting you see what we do, and but that's either New Jersey, New Hampshire, or New York, okay? So, Joseph M., you're protected, okay? But I'm going to tell the people about what you said and our answer back to you. Okay, folks, just stay tuned for more of the Officer Jack McLamb program. We'll be right back.
Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Gano Cafe? Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who is responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles of the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The artificially sweetened times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
Okay, folks, we're back here. That old cop, Jack McLam, sitting at the HQ here for our two police and military associations. And he give you a little bit of idea of what we do here all the time, with our police and soldiers writing to us, emailing us, and calling us with questions. You know, across this land, our police and soldiers, and in other nations too, our police and soldiers are being taken out of this nation in great numbers, and we're being left defenseless here. There's a good reason for that, not a reason that you're being told, but there's a good reason to leave us defenseless. But they're being taught all kinds of things that are not true. We have a general, matter of fact, that has a letter in here to us that I'm answering, well, have answered already, talking about what's going on and what he knows about it. He's a major general who's now retired from the military. But I want to talk to you about an officer that wrote to us just a couple days ago. And he's got quite a lengthy letter here, but he was addressing what I had said at one time on a radio program that he picked up in his state, because I'm on a number of radio programs that people invite me to come on to be a guest. And just recently I was supposed to do one in Ohio, and I'm still supposed to do that when it didn't work out that day, but it's supposed to go over a great distance throughout Ohio, 50,000-watt station. But anyway, this officer, we'll call him Joseph. Well, that's his name, Joseph. First name, and he's up in the northeast part of the United States, and he took issue with me being on that radio program and telling the people out there that the people are supposed to serve on a jury, and when they do serve on the jury, the people are supposed to be the kings and queens of the jury and make the decisions of who is wrong and who is right, who's guilty and not guilty. And I made the statement that the people are not supposed to be told by a lying judge who's a former ambulance chaser, a lawyer, who's been moved up to judgeship, and then the people are lied to when they go in for jury duty and told that they have to accept the law as the judge tells them, and that they have no right as a juror to decide if the law is appropriate in this particular case or if it's just a bad law. And so this officer writes to me, and he's a little proud of himself because he's found me being wrong, and he's in his letter, the tone of his letter, he's kind of happy that he caught me saying things wrong. And this is what he says to me. I'm just reading the portion that has to do with what we're talking about tonight. He says, "Brother Jack, you're wrong. A good lawyer friend told me that the American people who are not smart enough to decide which laws are good and which laws are bad in a certain case before the courts. He says that the people aren't smart enough. And I can say that the people who I come in contact with each day, that this is the case. Not too swift, if you know what I mean. Well, I would, and I have said to that brother officer that you come in contact with criminals during the day, you know, and mostly criminals and people that are causing problems in society, and I would agree. A lot of these people you contact every day are not so swift, and I do know what you mean, Officer Joseph. But he says his lawyer friend said at no time in America's history were the untrained people, untrained in law is what he's talking about, allowed by the government to decide anything but the question, did the suspect do the crime or not, and will they do the time? And so that's the bit I want to focus on here from Officer Joseph M. from either New Jersey, New York, or New Hampshire. I'm not going to tell you which because I don't have any reason to burn this officer or to make him upset with me. It's not necessary you know who it is, in other words. But he's here in the good old USA, and he's probably doing the best job he can, lacking constitutional knowledge. And in this particular case, our dear brother Joseph has a lack of knowledge. Let me just settle this real quick, his question, and then I want to go into some other things that I told him. I said, dear Officer Joseph, dear brother, I want to read you some court cases here and statements by judges way back during, very close to the founding of the country, and up till rather recently. And I said, listen to this. John Jay, first Chief Justice of the United States Supreme Court, 1789. He said this, and it is not ambiguous. He said the jury, that's the people, have a right to judge both the law as well as the fact in controversy. Does everybody understand? And I asked the officer, is that ambiguous? No, it's not ambiguous. Chief Justice John Jay, first Chief Justice of the United States, said that the people have a right to decide if the law is a good law during a jury trial or if the law is properly applied to the case, as well as the fact, as you say, officer, did the suspect do the crime or not, and will he do the time? In other words, did he do it or did he not? Now, the judges today lied to the jury coming in and tricked them because they don't know what their powers and duties are. And the judge makes them promise that they will accept the law as he gives it and not think about, is the law properly applied in this case, or is the law any good at all? Therefore, the judge has tremendous power over the jury and the decision of the jury of this criminal case. And that's why the judges lie to us today. And I said, further, officer, let me take you to Samuel Chase, U.S. Supreme Court Justice, 1796, just about 8 years later. By the way, Samuel Chase was a signer of the unanimous Declaration of Independence. And he said this, the jury has the right to determine both the law and the facts. The facts, of course, being, did he do it or did he not? And the law, what Samuel Chase means here is the law properly applied or is the law any good at all? Maybe it's a bad law. Oliver Wendell Holmes, the fellow officer, you've heard this name, U.S. Supreme Court Justice, 1902, said the jury has the power to bring a verdict in the teeth of both the law and the fact. What is your good, friendly lawyer friend telling you? That the people aren't smart enough to decide which laws are good and which laws are bad, and that the people have never had the ability or the right to decide the law and the fact in controversy. I said this lawyer friend of yours is not knowledgeable about history. And they don't want the lawyers to know, just between you and I, folks. They don't want them to know of what these justices and the way our justice system used to be under the common law. And then we have, we go way to Harlan F. Stone, 12th Chief Justice of the United States Supreme Court in 1941. He says here, the law itself is on trial in a jury case, as much as the cause which is to be decided. Which means the same thing that Oliver Wendell Holmes said, Samuel Chase, and John Jay, First Justice of the United States Supreme Court said, that the people are the kings and queens of the jury. I went on to share with him some other thoughts, folks, telling him about the importance of jury duty. I told him that in 1776, we came out of bondage with faith, understanding, and courage, even against great odds, with a lot of bloodshed, folks. We battled our way to achieve liberty. Liberty is that delicate area between the force of government and free will of the people. It's difficult. The Founding Fathers knew it was difficult. That's why they told us to chain down our representatives with the chains of the Constitution. I said that liberty brings freedom of choice to work, to trade, to go and live wherever we wish to live. Liberty leads to abundance, and abundance is made an end in itself. If we just look at abundance, though, okay, instead of looking at our Creator and the way the Creator set up our government system on Earth, which doesn't mean just the government of our civil government, but the government of man. If we just look at abundance, which we have in this country, as an end in itself, this will result in complacency in the people, which leads to apathy of the people, exactly where we are today. Apathy is the, in case you don't understand that, folks, which I'm sure you do, especially our listeners, it means let George do it philosophy, okay? So many Americans have that today. Hey, why fight? We're on the next flight. We're out of here next week. Let George do it. Or let Jesus do it when he comes back. We're out of here. this always brings dependency, by the way. When we get into apathy, we get into dependency. And for a period of time, dependent, if you're dependent on the government, for example, are often not aware they are dependent. They delude themselves by thinking that they're still free. Does that sound like America today? Oh, we've never had it so good. We can still vote, can't we? But we're free. Well, not true. But we'll be back after this break, and I'll talk to you about more that I offered to Joseph, our dear brother, officer.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Listen, this is important. I know you can handle the truth because you're listening to RBN. How would you like to get paid for telling the truth? Yeah, I'm talking about money in your pocket for exposing the criminals in our government. The tyranny in this country has gone on for too long. As my old friend Barney would say, it's time to nip it. Nip it in the bud. grab a pen and write down the address to my website so that you can find out what this is all about. The address is www.thelibertyclub.net/user/RBN. That's www.thelibertyclub.net/user/RBN. Do it right now before you forget about it and put a jingle in your pocket.
Hello, this is Christine with BringHemHome.org. Are you a parent disinclined to seeing your sons and daughters used as mortar bait for the New World Order? With no end in sight to the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, along with the looming possibility of an escalation of conflict into Iran and Syria, we need to send a definitive message to the warmongering politicians. Bring our troops home now. We have Bring Them Home magnetic ribbons, which are available in any quantity. Like the upside-down flag, these ribbons are inverted to symbolize a state of distress. Place these ribbons on your cars and help us wake up the sleeping public. Don't wait until the military draft is implemented. Don't wait until it's too late. Get your ribbons now. Your Bring 'em Home ribbons can be purchased at rbnlive.com or at bringhemhome.org or call 877-605-9200.
God gave us this system. God, number one,
created man. Two, man, that's you and me out there, men and women, created the Constitution with God's help on biblical, and based it on biblical foundations, biblical law. Number three, the Constitution created government based on biblical foundation and God's law. Number four, government created corporations, etc., etc., etc. Boy, we could go on with etc. Till next week, but we'll just stop there. The base of power was to remain with we the people in this nation, of, for, and by the people. You remember hearing that, folks? But unfortunately, it was lost to those leaders acting in the name of government, such as politicians, the people I call elected things, bureaucrats, judges, lawyers, etc. Now, as a result, America began to function like a democracy, a very, very evil system that none of the founding fathers wanted anything to do with, instead of a constitutional republic. A democracy is dangerous because it is a one-vote system as opposed to a republic, which is a three-vote system. Three votes to check tyranny, and not one. American citizens have not been informed of their other two votes in this land. So they're an uninformed people today and can be led pretty much anywhere the government wants to lead them. Our first vote is at the polls on election day. Very, very important. But you need an informed electorate in order to vote for the right people. That's why we're going down once a week, Thursday night, to have a political meeting to talk about and inform the people in our community and keep them informed about what they need to know to pick the right type of people to lead us back under God's law and our constitutional republic in this county. We pick those who are supposed to represent us in the seats of government. But what can be done if these elected officials just don't perform as promised or expected, as is the case? Almost everybody we elect do not keep their promises, and we scratch our little heads and wonder, what are we going to do about it? Well, the second two votes, folks, and this is what I told Officer Joseph, are the most effective means by which the common people of any nation can control, and that's any nation on earth, folks, have had a controlling way, a method to control their government agents that they vote into power, their government representatives that they vote into power. We'll talk about what I told our fellow officer in just a few minutes here about the second vote and the third vote. Very important. And he's, at this time, a more informed officer out there, I'm sure.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife-Frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
You bathe, right? And those dishes and laundry, you wash them, right? If you don't worry. Otherwise, you might want to listen. Your family is exposed to harsh chemicals daily. Chlorides, ethanol, sulfates. They're used in paint thinner, solvents, fuel additives. You'll find those chemical cocktails and more in everyday detergents and shampoo. Does that bother you? It bothers the folks at Calbin Pure Soaps. For 58 years, they've produced all-natural, earth-friendly soaps and household cleaners. No animal testing, no chemicals, no dye, no antibacterials. Just safe, natural plant extracts like extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. I don't use anything but triple-concentrated Calbin Pure Soaps. What are you waiting for? Call them 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Nothing to lose but the chemicals. 1-800-340-7091 or visit CalbinPureSoap.com.
Pain medication can't heal the cause of your pain. But what if the pain is so great as to make it unbearable without it? Listen to the results of one 44-year-old man.
My name is John Frey. I have fibromyalgia and was taking 12 to 14 Ultram tablets a day just to try to stay pain-free. I also had headaches, which would incapacitate me. I also had severe allergies and was dealing with arthritis, which set in after two compression fractures. After just 3 weeks on Cocoon GH, I noticed my pain was gone, and I no longer needed to take the Ultram anymore. My headaches disappeared, and my allergies are virtually gone. My energy level has increased, and I feel better today than I have in 15 years. My graying hair has also started to darken, and a bald spot on my head has started to grow hair again. My wife got on Cocoon GH, and after only 8 days, a lower back pain that she had suffered with for 14 years has gone away permanently. She no longer takes Celebrex. Thanks for such a wonderful product.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 888-988-6833. That's 888-988-6833.
Okay, folks, we're back. This is the Officer Jack McLam program, and I'm just sharing some of the letters we get in here from officers and soldiers. And what our job is as volunteers here is to educate them the best we can. We've been studying this for years and years and years. And this dear officer is in need of education, which this old cop here is too. I just had just a little chat with my dear brother Alex Jones on the phone just not even a minute ago. He's on the line with us. I want to bring him up for a minute. But I told him that the other night I went over his latest production, this wonderful film he put out, and I'm learning a lot from that. And I'm going to ask him after he makes comments about why he called in to tell us how we can get copies of that, because, my goodness gracious, you talk about a wealth of knowledge for us cops and soldiers up here. All the quotes, all the documents of his new publication or production is fantastic. So let's go to Alex real quick. Alex, are you there, brother?
Absolutely, Jack. Thanks for the kind comments, but your work is just so important. No, I was listening to you. You know, I have gone to the Library of Congress online, thomas.loc.gov. It's all there. And there are hundreds of federal court rulings going up even into the 80s. And, I mean, look, judges were the old system, and with the Magna Carta in 1214, the local king or the lord's judges were thrown out.
Yeah.
And then the juries and grand juries were brought in. I mean, they told the king, you stop being a tyrant or we're going to cut your head off. We're going to get some checks and balances on you, we the people. And that was 1214 at the Battle of Runnymede.
Oh, yeah.
There in that valley, and then in 1776, and clearly, I mean, a judge really just kind of weaseled their way into our system. They were mainly more of a referee between the lawyers. They had no power over the juries. And I've read transcripts of trials from 200 years ago. The juries would command the judge and command what they wanted and say what they wanted to see and say what they wanted to hear again. And incrementally, with color of law, same thing with the grand juries, they just start telling us they're the boss. Well, what's the point of having the jury? And it does say the facts as well as the law. And, you know, that's the old, you know, John Grisham book, you know, A Time to Kill, based on a true story. You know, the Klan members raped and almost killed a little black girl. They're off, so the black man kills him with a gun, and then a jury says, yeah, he killed him, but it was right, and the law is wrong to say he couldn't kill these men, and so they let him go, and that's based on a true story. So it's really simple. We are there to vote when we vote locally, when we vote nationally, when we at the ballot box, when we go into the jury box, when we go into the grand jury box. And they've tried to steal that. You know, I think there's a fourth box. There's also the soapbox of informing people. And just to show the arrogance of that police officer you've been very easy on, but I understand why. It's, you know, catch more flies with honey than vinegar. I mean, just, well, the people are a bunch of idiots. Well, what does he think his mama and his daddy were? Were they idiots? No. I mean, what does he think his preacher is? What do you think he is? He's a citizen. He could be a juror. And absolutely, you know, it shows this mentality. And so I just called in to totally agree with you. One of the best little documents out there is the Citizen Rulebook. There's a lot of them, but the best one's out of Arizona. And I used to carry those. I used to give them away for free. I need to order a couple thousand more of those and give them away because it's just so central. They've taken away from us the rulebook, the playbook. It's like trying to play a board game without having the directions. And so they first took our directions away, then they gave us a false rule book, and, you know, you just laid out all the facts for this guy. You spent all that time doing it for him. I wanted to ask you, Jack, did he respond to you? Did he say, wow, I'm wrong, thank you, or did you get a response?
No, I just finished this up just yesterday answering him, so I haven't heard back from him yet. I'm sure he's thinking about it, and I'm asking to please go look some of these things up. You know, don't just believe me because, as you know, Alex, we've been taught to worship at the feet of those with lawyers' degrees and PhDs behind their names, and an old cop like me can't be as intelligent as his lawyer friend. So I told him, look, go look these things up. Told him where to go to do it. And so it may be a few days before we hear something back from him. And, but I do treat my brothers and sisters well because I was uneducated some years back, and somebody had to hit me upside the head with a 2x4 to wake me up and start me on my own course.
That's right. I've heard that story of that old World War II vet stands up when you're at a big community meeting and goes, "What about the Constitution?"
Yeah.
And you're like, what's that? We're not taught that. You know, we swear to it, but we don't know what it is. And, you know, just going back to our beautiful system.
Yeah.
Gridlock is good. Separation of powers, legislative, executive, judicial,
yeah.
Then the 50 states, all these different subdivisions, then three different votes. You know, I mean, you talked about how deadly a democracy is, but for those that don't know, Greece had a pure democracy for the gentry, the landed men. That was it. But it was a pure democracy for them. And they would have a bucket for white rocks and a bucket for black rocks. And they'd say, we don't like what this philosopher said. He criticized the elite. I move that we kill him. And then they had this every Sunday. They'd have a vote. Usually it was to kill somebody. And the people would go drop their black rocks in. That was no. White was yes. There were more white rocks. They'd go and throw the poor devil off the end of a cliff. That was the way they killed people. They had a cliff right there where they voted, and they'd just march you up and throw you off a 400-foot cliff, and you'd splatter down at the bottom, and the crows and vultures would eat you. So in a republic, your right to free speech is protected so they can't do that. The minority is guarded against the majority. In a democracy, if the elite, if some carpetbag and scallywag cons the 51% who the cops got a point in one area, the general public is dumbed down, if 51% votes to take that 49%'s land away or abuse them or enslave them, the republic says, no, we have a rule of law. And it's just, you know, to hear him shooting his mouth off about these people are idiots, well, I mean, what does that mean? You know, why do we even have juries? And again, you've got the law, the facts, the history, the research behind it. And Jack, I run into people every day who argue with me about the Iraq War.
Yeah.
And I'll say, what region is Iraq in? Who puts Saddam into power? Can you find it on a map? And they don't know. You know, the area of the world it is. They can't find it on a map, but they'll shoot their mouth off to me all about it. And so, you know, their invincible ignorance is going to bring them down. They should. I would be afraid to be that dumbed down. And listen, I know how little I do know, but it just scares me, their incredible ignorance, Jack.
Yes, it is very scary, and it is the reason that I was told years ago by this little man that you were talking about that woke me up, embarrassed me in front of a group of people so much I couldn't hardly even face them. Because I swore twice to support and defend the Constitution of the United States, I had no idea what was in it. But it is amazing how much, though, that we can do if we work to try to educate the people. Your program, brother, came in here for months and months and months, and these farmers who have been running around on their tractors listening to country and western music for 40 years, all of a sudden started hearing Alex Jones in here on their tractors running around their fields. And I'll tell you, it was incredible the change that came over this community.
Are they still here on the show?
Well, no. Our micro broadcaster had to take it down until October, and we're all going through withdrawals here because he had to go out and earn some money to feed his family. Some of us were donating to him, but it wasn't enough donations for him to feed his family, so he's going to bring it back up in October, he said, and that's too bad because we've got an election coming up here, and we wanted to keep educating the people, but we do.
You know, Jack, I think there's some people. I think there's some people in Central Texas that can probably fix your problem.
Yeah. I wish we had the money to support him because he was doing an outstanding job as a volunteer running.
Well, Jack, remember that time I got you on?
Day.
Remember that time I got you on a few years ago and I said, Jack needs a website?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, it's a shame to have all his material on different websites. Jack needs a website. How long was it till you had a couple of beautiful websites?
Yeah, well, it wasn't very long, brother.
You need to put the call out. I mean, I'm putting the call out right now. Everywhere, especially where we find fertile ground, frankly, a top-notch micro is about $1,000. We need to get an antenna and a 100-watt transmitter out there now.
Yes, that's right. That's right. We have... he has the equipment, but he's no longer there 7 days a week, 24 hours a day to run that thing. But he's got five children, so you understand he's got five little kids. And
no, I know. It just shouldn't be automated. He just needs technical help.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, brother, listen, would you do me a favor and give out the information where people can see your new film? Because it is a mind blower. And also, I want to tell my listeners out there, get a pencil and paper when you watch his new program, his new film, because there is so much powerful information that we can use to give to other people to prove what we're trying to tell them. So go ahead, brother. Give out a way for them to get your latest production there.
Well, thanks, Jack. It's my best video. It's 3 hours long. Did you get the DVD or the VHS?
VHS.
Well, that's 2 hours, 35 minutes. I got to send you a DVD. It's even longer. Oh. And it covers the latest police state. Then it gets into an hour on 9/11, how the globalists carried it out. We even name names, how they ran the operation. We've got all the facts. And then it spends an hour on the occult aspects and who the globalists are from their own admissions. I confront one of them on the street, the Karl Rove of four administrations. He has a meltdown. And you're authorized to make copies of it, and it's really waking people up. It's martial law. 911 Rise of the Police State, and folks can go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order a hard copy off the web. Also, an hour and a half of the three-hour film is on the website for free, so you can just burn copies and download it for free right there. And it's all over the web. The whole film's all over the web for free, too. If you don't want to buy it, you can just go on the web and type in martial law, 911 Rise of the Police State, download, and it's on hundreds and hundreds of sites.
Well, I'll tell you, brother, it's very important to get that film out because there's not many points you don't cover in what's going on with us today in this nation and even in our personal lives with this totalitarian system coming down upon us.
Well, in closing, Jack, I don't want to take up too much time. Speaking of volunteers, we had a volunteer, without even asking, very professional computer website designer. He took every document, every news article, every claim, every piece of legislation, and he built martiallaw911.info, just martial law, and then the, you know, the number 911, martiallaw911.info, not .com.info. And there's like 500 articles and documents on there, and by the second it appears, the time code in the video, every document that's in the film is there on the site. So we have a bibliography for free, and also we're going to have the films on that site for free.
Wow.
Right there on that site. And he did that. He built that for us. And just God bless him. But I'm working on a new film right now. Because what I'm going to get out of the car and walk in the office and do. And Jack, I enjoy listening to you whenever I'm driving around town. And just God bless you, my friend.
Hey, thank you, brother, too. And that's martiallaw.info, is that right?
Martiallaw911.info.
Oh, 911.info. I'm going to look it up probably tomorrow, brother. And listen, thanks for so much what you're doing for this nation. And my goodness gracious, it's all working together for good, and more people are waking up today, including cops and soldiers, than I've ever seen before, brother. So thank you.
It's definitely happening. God bless you.
God bless you, too. Take care. Okay, Alex Jones, my goodness gracious. You know, I get so angry with people, folks, when they criticize people like John Stadtmiller and Alex Jones and those that are trying to learn a way to support our very important activities of informing other people by trying to find ways to bring in money. Money is what we need. We need money to educate people. And I get so mad with people criticizing people that are actually developing ways to fund our wonderful outreach on things like mass communication, like John Stadtmiller's doing, and like Alex Jones is doing. My goodness, folks, if you don't have money to run your home, your family's going to die. So money is very important, and so we've got to stop eating our own, as we've said for years here at the Officer Jack McLam program and our two police and military organizations. We're so good at criticizing and eating our own and destroying what we're trying to do. Soiling our own home area. And my goodness, I wish I knew. I knew what John Stadtmiller knows and Alex knows about funding our outreach to police and soldiers out here. I'm not very good at that. I need to learn, because we've got a lot of police and soldiers to reach out here, and we don't have funds coming. I mean, we've got some people to donate to us, but it's never enough. We've got lists and lists right now, folks. List of police officers and soldiers that we could do a mail out to that we can't do a mail out to because we don't have the donation. Now that's an absolute crime, I think. And I'm sure that John Stadtmiller and others and Alex have had the same problem, that they could do and have the same problems. They could do so much more if, number one, the people would support them and quit complaining. You know, I hear things all the time, little nasty cracks about too many commercials and too much this on the radio program. Well, it's the only thing makes the wheel go round, folks. If you're not donating, $20, $30, $40, $50, $100 a month, stop complaining, because we've got to raise the money somehow. Praise God for Debbie Murrow, you know, and the new Millennium Concepts. We're trying to use shortwave radio here, and she's come on, and if I have her on and you guys buy this wonderful filter that I've just received, I finally got my big Berkey, and I'm having a lot of fun with it. You know, it's pumping out good water, and I'm going to be healthier. My wife's going to be healthier because of it. But she's helping to pay the shortwave bill here, okay? I guess if you wanted to end advertising at Republic Broadcasting Network, in other places, all you got to do is get the money up and send it in every month. Donate. And then they could have less advertising. But that doesn't work so well. So anyway, I'm off subject right now. I wanted to get back to this letter that we sent out to this young police officer to educate. So let me do that here. But we'll come back right after the break, and I'll give you the second and third vote that I told him about. And that was about it. But that was enough, because remember, folks, when you educate people, plant the seeds, don't torch the field. In other words, just give them a little bit at first. And then when they come back, give them a little more and a little more. We'll be right back for a little more. Stay tuned.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a 1-year subscription plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll free 888-699-NEWS or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Write in your paragraph to tell them don't vote for closing these bases. okay? It's called the BRAC Commission. And after 8 a.m. tomorrow, they're not taking any more testimony from the public out there. August 19th, tomorrow. So, sorry it's late. If you can do it tonight, do it. But also, you can fax tomorrow. The fax number is 703-699-2735. 703-699-2735. They're closing these bases for two reasons: to use them as concentration camps and for UN troops. Those are the two reasons we've been told by those in high office in the military that they're closing them for two reasons: because they need detention camps, which these closed bases are beautiful detention camps. They've been telling us, they're lying, they're saying it's for illegal aliens they're going to round up. Not true at all, folks. Not true. Don't you believe that garbage. It's for the American people. But anyway, our military people are telling us to round up the illegal aliens. So call tomorrow, or fax tomorrow, or email tonight, or fax tonight, because 8:30 or 8 o'clock a.m. Washington, D.C. time, folks, not Pacific time, not Central time. It's all over for testimony. Get in there and say no to closing these bases and leaving us defenseless in the United States. Enough said for tonight. Let's see, we're just about totally out of time. I hope that you will pray for us here at Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter and Police and Military Against the New World Order as we go forward every day educating and awakening our brothers and sisters in uniform. And also, remember, folks, God will bless you tremendously if you will do what he told you to do, and that's use the Great Commission, follow the Great Commission, and get out and educate as many people as you can and with God's law. Teach them God's law and teach them truth out there. And one of the greatest ways we can do that is mass communication. So I'm asking you, please support Republic Broadcasting Network. Send a donation this month and every single month. This is what we're supposed to be doing. And as you know, the wonderful program on Republic Broadcasting Network is doing what God commands us, waking the people up. God bless all of you out there. And don't forget, this old cop truly loves you, America. Good night.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're listening to RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network. RBN.